Many shoppers have made it through these tough economic years by keeping their digital ears to the ground, signing up for email alerts that tell them when a business is having a daily deal or flash sale with dramatically lower prices on food and products. In this way, businesses kept their customers, and we could all buy things we normally could not afford. But have these deals lost their appeal?
Let's go live tonight to Jonathan Merrick. He's Senior Vice President at Applied Predictive Technologies, a retail analytics firm. And it's really nice of you to take a few minutes to be with us tonight, Jonathan.
Good evening. Happy to be here.
We are not saying that the flash sale is dead, but is it fading a little bit? Are people annoyed by these sales now?
Yeah, I think from a consumer standpoint, if you go back a year or two, it was great. It was new, it was different, and we were kind of in the meat of the recession, and it was a new way for people to save. The trick is that as these sites have multiplied, just the consumer's getting overwhelmed, and I don't need 50 emails in my inbox telling me what 50 different deals are if they're not appealing to me. I really only want to get the ones that I want.
What does this mean for these retailers or groups that are now sending out all of these email alerts now that people are saying, look, I'm not all that interested?
Well, I think there are really three parties here. There are consumers, and consumers really continue to have some interest in getting deals if it's on things that they want to buy. So I think that'll continue, that there will be certainly ongoing consumer interest. There's also the retailers or the service providers or restaurants that are the ones that are eventually providing the services. And then there are the folks like Groupon or Living Social that are sort of intermediaries to this to try to get these deals in front of consumers. And the challenge is, as the consumer piece taps out in terms of the number of deals people are willing to accept, at the same time, the folks, the restaurants that are providing these Groupons or open table deals, the massage shops or, horseback riding or what have you, it's been a tough deal economically for them. They haven't necessarily made money on these deals all along. And so I think that's making it harder on the Groupons and Living Socials of the world to be able to actually have a viable business model.
Do you think that time-sensitive offers create unneeded stress and a business would be far better off saying, instead of saying from noon to 8 today you get this deal, for the next 2 weeks you get this deal?
Well, there are a lot of ways to get deals out there in the world, and I think the idea of a flash sale and creating excitement is a good one. That'll work for some concepts some of the time. Certainly if I want to know where I can go to get something at a low price, there are plenty of online sites for that as well.
Is there a way to make it more specific, the retailers that are targeting consumers? Is there a way for them to target consumers more like, let's say I'm looking for a specific thing and I want an email alert on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love this myself. I have a site called Wines Till Sold Out. I'm a wine connoisseur, and every day they send me a couple of these deals that are really kind of screaming deals, and it's great. That's the email I want to receive, and I have a couple of those, and I receive them, and that's fantastic. For that niche, it works. And in fact, if it's something like wine, where people really need to move that inventory in one way or another, they need to mark it down and get the inventory out, then it might be able to work for everybody. But I think you're right. Those are more niche plays, and it's about how to identify the right consumers to get the right deals. Or, I think what's happening now is people are self-selecting. They're only keeping the deals they want, and the rest go to the spam folder.
Well, you've already partially answered our next question, maybe our last one for this evening. What other advice do you have for consumers? We still want the best deal. We don't necessarily want an inbox full of junk, or what we consider junk offers. And are Groupon and Living Social still the two best? They're certainly the two hottest sites of this type to give us this information and get us what we need to get a good deal.
Yeah, I think if you want kind of a broad array of offers, there's still no place that's better than Groupon for being able to see that variety of offers, at least from businesses for whom it works. But I think the other piece is just kind of knowing yourself and knowing what you want. You can find those sites, those niche sites that maybe are tailored to your interests that are able to give you a good deal without all of the extra spam.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Jonathan Merrick, Senior Vice President at Applied Predictive Technologies. It's a retail analytics firm.